Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, November 26th, 2017. What's going on? How are ya? What's up? What's going on? How was your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving week? Oh, it's over, huh? Jesus Christ. Isn't that a great weekend? It's the best. If you don't have to go anywhere, first of all, if you get a wife and you got a kid, you don't have to go anywhere. People just come into your place. It's the best. You know, all your stuff is there. In the end, people help clean up. I had the perfect Thanksgiving. It was perfect. And I want to thank everyone involved. Oh, I can't yell. My daughter's asleep. Fuck. I'm taping this at night, Sunday night. Sweet potato pie killed. I think I gave out some misinformation. I just bought the wrong kind of sweet potato. I bought it was the white one, which I'm heard I use for other desserts, but not for the pie. But people do actually use sweet potatoes for sweet potato pie. You can also actually use yams. That's what I used. Yams, brown sugar, cinnamon, some nutmeg, a little bit of ginger, some vanilla, whatever, and a whole bunch of sugar. Stirred the whole thing together. And I tell you, I was sweating it. Okay, fucking white guy making a sweet potato pie, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm living dangerously here. I thought I was going to get booed like at the Apollo. And maybe people were just being nice, but I think everybody liked it. So I was psyched. And then my stuffing always kills. My stuffing always kills. You know why? Because it starts off with me melting an entire stick of butter in a pan. That's where I go from there. I don't care what you're making. You can't lose if you start by melting a stick of butter in a pan. You know? These fucking lunatics nowadays, they will take that. Oh, can I pour that entire thing into my coffee? I don't know what's going on. All right. I have a lot of stuff to promote. I apologize for the AC, but it's as hot as shit in here. I don't know if you can hear that running over my loud-ass voice here. Bunch of stuff. The 6th annual Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit will be Tuesday, February 20th, 2018 at 7 p.m. People always go, hey, man, why is it always on Tuesday? Because I got a bunch of comics working for free that night. I can't have them work for free on a money night. Money, as in cha-ching, not Monday night, not a Monday night. A money night. All right. It's going to be 7 p.m. at the City Center, where we've always had it. 131 West 55th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues, New York, New York, 10019. Here's the lineup. Brendan Burns, Pete Corielli, Joey Roses, Sam J, Robert Bobby Kelly there, Jessica Kirsten, Cypher Sounds, and Rich Voss, with more special guests to be announced. Ticket prices are $75 every seat, and all the money, other than what we have to pay to rent the fucking place, goes to his mom. All right, and his what would have been his wife, but he never got around to marrying her. I don't know how to say it. Anyways, there's three ways to buy the tickets. One, you go. I'm gonna have all these links, by the way, are up on my website. All that stuff, okay? And you can. There's a number you can call if you're sitting in your cubicle right now. 212-581-1212. At the theater and at the box office, you can go right to 131 West 55th Street. All right. It's going to be Tuesday, February 20th, 2018 at 7 p.m. And thank you to everybody who's been coming for all of these years. Because of you guys coming out, we've been able to keep Patrice's name and his comedy alive. And everybody that, you know, that was in his life that he was helping to support and everything has remained living comfortably and been taken care of. So it's one of the, you know, things I'm most proud of as far as all the things that, you know, I've done in this business and I've watched my friends do. The fact that we all get together and make sure that his mom and his family are all right is a great thing. So anyways, on to the podcast. Well, if I'm going to promote some stuff, I might as well promote a few other things. Speaking of comedians, and I got to get her on this benefit one of these years, a good friend of mine from way back in the day, became a filmmaker and is now back, is back doing stand-up, Maya DiGiorgio. Absolutely fucking hilarious. And I was talking to you the other night at the Comedy Store. I didn't realize, I told her, you know, I refucked up my side big time by playing drums. I think I already told you guys that. So I was down there and I was just telling her that, you know, how I messed it up. And then I re-screwed it up by playing drums. She's like, oh, I didn't know you played drums. I used to play drums. I started talking to her. Her mother used to be this famous jazz singer, and she played at the Cotton Club and all this stuff, like real jazz gigs and shit, sitting with all these legends. Started talking all this drum stuff, and she's a great comedian. Anyway, she's going to be December 6th. She's going to be at Levity Live in Oxnard, California, which is just outside of L.A. It's a Wednesday night. She's just fucking awesome, so definitely check it out. I'll have the link up there for that. And lastly, Judah Friedlander has a new special on Netflix called America is the Greatest Country in the United States. And me and Nia were sitting in bed watching it really low on the volume because, you know, our lovely daughter's sleeping in the other room and just cracking up. It's fucking hilarious. It's brilliant. I haven't seen him in so long because he's a New York guy and I'm a big L.A. phony here. And I sent him a text. I told him that guy is fucking brilliant, man. Definitely check it out. It's so cool the way he shot it. It looks like almost just in black and white. Probably did it with a couple of iPhones. It's just shot over the course of, I don't know how many months, of him screwing around, doing bits, fucking with the crowd, you know. And he just would cut out and just say, the cellar this date, the cellar that date, all shot at the cellar. It's really different. It's awesome. Judah Friedlander, America is the Greatest Country in the United States. All right, that's it. Let's get into the podcast here. All right? Let's dig in to the goddamn podcast. In a good way, I did not do shit this weekend. I didn't do shit. Other than this morning, I woke up and I got all my tax shit. You know, I do it at the end of every month. I just get all my stupid receipts. I organize them so I don't have a fucking avalanche, you know, April 14th to go through and throw at my accountant and make his life miserable. I don't do that. End of every month, like a little old lady, you know, I try to balance the books. I just do all of that. And then all I have to deal with is whatever bullshit I did in the last 30 days rather than having to deal with 365 days. It's the smartest fucking thing I've ever done. Because I remember back when I used to live with Bobby Kelly, right? We would sit in and, you know, we would do like a zillion spots a week. You know, on the weekend, you'd have like 6, 7, 8 spots a night, you know. And I was working uptown and downtown. So I'd have all these cab receipts. I'd have all of these receipts from college gigs, club gigs, bus tickets, train tickets, all of this shit shoved in like 4 different CVS bags by the end of the year. And, you know, we had to do our own taxes back then or whatever. And I remember we would just be sitting there with this shitty fucking coffee table with our giant plastic bags of receipts. Going, dude, why did we do this? Why didn't we just along the way at least just have an envelope that said taxi receipts? And I would try it every year. And on a good year, I'd make it to March. You know, but I never made it for the whole year. Most years I wouldn't even make it into February and I would just be like, ah, fuck it. But this year, finally, years later, 25 years into my career, I've finally been doing it. And I kind of know where shit is, like major shit, life insurance and stuff like that. I kind of know where it is. Like I know it's in one of two different places. I don't know which folder, but it's really made my life a lot easier. Or who's kidding who? My wife. If make her life easier if I ever die. It's like, yeah, it's either in that box or in that box. And it's sort of organized. So anyways, yeah, I did not do shit this weekend. Still didn't drink. I made it through. I did not drink. So I'm up to 102 days by the time you listen to this. I'm in triple digits over there. I'm like fucking Will Chamberlain of being sober. I got him by 2 fucking days. 2 points. It wasn't that bad. No one was really drinking, so the temptation wasn't really there. And once the night was over, and my daughter was awesome, man. She didn't cry, nothing. She's just like, she's so cool, man. She's so chill. She's so, you know, when people actually say that when she gets upset, she looks like me. That's when she looks like me. You know what I mean? And as much as that hurts me to hear that, I know it's true. So anyways, I ended up, when I'm home, I usually am the one that puts her to bed. I actually really enjoy doing it, and I have it down to a whole system. And the worst part is after they fall asleep in your arms, then you got to set them down in the crib, and then they cry for a little bit, and just walking away, knowing they're fine, knowing they're just crying, they're okay. That's the hard part. But I actually enjoy her falling asleep, you know, laying on my arm so much that I usually let her go for like an extra 20 minutes because I figure someday, you know, she's going to be like, oh my God, Dad, God, you're so embarrassing. I'm really trying to take all of this shit in. So anyways, I put her to bed and was watching her on the little video. And then I went out on my back porch and I smoked arguably the best cigar of the year. It was just perfect, you know? It was Thanksgiving. It was an event. So there was no guilt of like, look at me smoking a cigar. What am I, some bum at a track? I smoked it. It was fucking delicious. Delicious. So it couldn't have gone any better. And just when I thought my weekend couldn't get any better, I decided to watch every college fucking football game I could get my eyeballs on. And I did. And did I see some great ones. Who? Please tell me. Please tell me, you son of a bitch, that you fucking sat down and you watched the war on I-4, Interstate 4, that runs between the two underrated cities of Tampa and Orlando, Florida. They don't get any respect. You know, you got to be on the East Coast and south of Lake Okeechobee to get any respect in Florida. And even then, they still laugh at you if you're living in Fort Lauderdale, right? You're up north on Daytona Beach. They all know you're doing meth, right? You got to be down there in Miami. I got a buddy of mine, Forrest Shaw. He's going to be on my shows out there in Florida. I'm doing a show in Hollywood, Florida, and in Orlando. Going to a Magic game in between, knocking off another team. And he's a Miami guy, so I was trashing him. I was making fun of Miami. I was like, dude, every guy in Miami is either a drug dealer or a promoter. Or both. I know that isn't true, but I just like trashing places that I enjoy going to. Who doesn't like Miami? Anyways, so Interstate 4 runs between Tampa and Orlando, and I watched that game. That game was fucking, it was like watching it was like a video game. I can't even remember what the fucking score was. It was like 42-35. And I got to tell you something. It was some of the fastest, most athletic, two of the fastest, most athletic teams I've seen in a long time. And I know that, I don't know if they're not Division I. I don't know what their deal is. I don't know where they are. But I know this. I've seen a lot of like good players come out of South Florida, Central Florida. So I don't know what happened. Maybe they fucked up in high school, you know, punched a teacher. I don't know what happened, but these guys look like they could take on anybody. Granted, they're the same. I don't fucking know. It looked great. Okay. Everybody was flying around the field. So, you know, there was very few white people out there. You know what I'm saying here? I'm watching this game. It's 42-35 and, Central Florida is trying to be the first team ever in that conference or whatever to ever go winless and within 2 years go undefeated. So they have a chance to do it. They go up 42, like 35 or some shit. And there's like a minute and a half left, right? What are you going to do? You're going to go into the prevent. You're going to give up the first fucking 80 yards. And then you're going to start finally playing defense, right? You know, I hate the fucking prevent defense. Well, guess what Central Florida does? Evidently, they didn't go into the prevent because inexplicably, somehow this fucking guy got behind their defense with a minute and a half left for like a 70, 80 yard touchdown, which, by the way, it was like a 20 yard pass. And then he just ran 50 yards. So I immediately tweet in all caps, how the fuck do you let that happen? As I'm finishing the tweet and hitting send, it's now tied 42-42. South Florida kicks the fucking ball off. A stunned stadium of Central Florida fans are watching going, can we at least get down to field goal position? Did we just fucking blow our whole season? The fucking dude in Central Florida catches the ball, that kickoff, and ran the fucking thing back. So then I had to tweet again. How the fuck do you let that happen? So now it was like 49-42. I'm sure I got the score wrong. They were both in the 40s. And then I'm sitting there going, well, those two plays are so fucked up. Easily Central Florida could run this fucking ball back. Or South Florida, I should say. They didn't. And the game ended. But Jesus Christ, what an entertaining game. And then the next day, I watched Michigan, Ohio State. And then I watched the Iron Bowl and watched Auburn beat Alabama. And watching Michigan versus Ohio State, I've come to the conclusion that I fucking hate quarterbacks who run. I hate a running quarterback. I can't fucking stand it. You know, I don't think it should be legal for a quarterback to run. All right? Or if you run, then you get treated like a running back. This whole fucking thing that you can wait till everybody covers, they called the right defense, nobody's open, and then you can just take off running when nobody's fucking looking. That's all well and good, but you should get stuck. But it's all like, he gave himself up. He threw himself on the ground. Leave him alone. Fuck you. Fuck you. If you're going to take off running, you should get stuck. Either that or keep your fucking running around ass behind the goddamn line. It's fucking driving me crazy. I'm a Michigan fan, so I'm watching that shit. And Michigan's fucking defense was lights out. And that fucking cunt kept running 8 yards, 9 yards. Guy couldn't complete a pass. He couldn't feel pressure, but he could fucking run. And then when he ran, they had to be like, ooh, he's a quarterback. If I was coaching for the other team, I'd be like, listen, hit the fucking guy. Take the penalty. I don't give a shit. I'm not saying deliberately injure him, but fucking hit him. I don't care. No, it drives me up. Congratulations to Ohio State. I don't hate Ohio State or whatever. I'm just more of a Michigan fan. And Michigan's just in a weird year. I don't know what their deal is. I mean, they don't have their quarterback. I hate trashing college players because they're still kids or whatever, but he could have had a better game. He was a little amped up in the beginning, and I don't know what happened on that last play. I think miscommunication. Maybe the guy broke off the pattern or whatever because he just fucking threw it to the guy. But Jim Harbaugh, 0-3. 0-3 against Ohio State. You're telling me his wife had a good fucking weekend? So he comes home with his fucking Woody Hayes glasses all steamed up. But Jesus Christ, their defense, Michigan's defense was great. And how about that kid that came in after Ohio State's quarterback went down? He played great. And he could throw the ball. He could throw the ball and run. So maybe they got a future with him. I have no idea. And then I got a buddy, Jay Lawhead is a big Ohio State guy. So he's always arguing the case as to why Ohio State should be in the fucking playoff. He did it to me last year, fucking talking to me. He tried to explain to me how Ohio State should be in the four-team playoff. And it's like, dude, they lost to Penn State. Penn State won the Big Ten championship. Penn State doesn't make it in, but Ohio State does. He goes, yeah, I'll tell you why. Strength of schedule. And he fucking does all the fucking math. And then what happens? They play Clemson and they get the old right there, Fred, right? 31-0. You know, somebody else should have been in there. So I love Jay. He was doing that to me again the other day via text. And I'm just laughing, thinking like, dude, he's always talking about how Alabama stinks and there's nobody fucking in the SEC. It's like the Big Ten sucks. The Big Ten still sucks. It's not that good. Penn State was overrated. They were overrated. They lost to Ohio State and that was a huge fucking win. And then the very next week, what happened? Ohio State beats Penn State the next fucking week. Penn State loses to Michigan State and Ohio State gets fucking raped by fucking Iowa. So I don't know. He's always talking about how weak the SEC is. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Look at the Big Ten. Jesus Christ, how many teams you got laying down every week? Rutgers, Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern, fucking Minnesota. I hate to say Nebraska, but they're no good. That's six fucking teams right there. And Michigan State is always half-assed. Oh, man, I'm going to get some fucking mail this week. And Michigan isn't that good. They're still trying to put it together. So who the fuck are you playing out there? I don't get it, you know? Look at fucking Auburn. Auburn beat Georgia when Georgia was number one, and now they beat Alabama when Alabama was number one. So Alabama's number one. They take a loss in the last game of the season, so now are they out? The whole fucking thing is just, it's just a symptom of the game. You can't have the March Madness because everybody would be getting concussions and ruining million-dollar fucking careers. So this is the best system we got, so I guess it creates arguing. But I got to tell you, what a fucking week. Just the college football was fucking amazing. Then I watched a little bit, and I never watched Pac-12. I watched a little of that Washington State. Jesus Christ, a bunch of players on those teams, too. And for some reason, my wife just let me do it. You know, it's funny. You know, we went out shopping after the Michigan fucking Ohio State game, and I was so fucking pissed. I was so fucking pissed because I just felt like Michigan, they had a better defense. They should have won, and they just kept doing that little cunty fucking 8-yard scamper for a first down to keep the fucking drive alive. It was driving me crazy. I don't know. And then we just went out. I just, like, you know, I don't know why I get that into games, but, you know, my wife could sense it. I just said, yeah, listen, I just fucking, you know, I just watched a game. I did not like the outcome, right? She goes, Jesus Christ. All right. So then we're walking around. Okay. We're with all these people, like, you know, Christmas shopping and shit. And, you know, there was this group of fucking Asian people. I don't know. They were, for whatever reason, were walking down the sidewalk like 17 people across, and we were behind them, and they were walking like half a mile an hour. I don't know if they just got done eating Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know what it was, but I was having what this comic I used to know, John Bush, used to call it walk rage instead of road rage. He used to do this great bit about having walk rage in New York City, and I was just sitting there like, how the fuck do you not, I get it. There's a whole family. They are with their grandparents. You know, and Asian people respect their elders. They're not like Americans. Well, we would have thrown those old people in the home and we would have picked up the pace when we walked down the street. So I was trying to respect their culture, but at the end of the day, I'm selfish. So I was just like, oh, what the fuck? So we finally get by him. And my daughter didn't want to be in the fucking stroller. So I got her out and I'm carrying her. My ribs are fucking talking to me. And one of my shoulders is fucked up. I'm a mess, right? I'm like a fucking journeyman quarterback right now. I'm like Steve Grogan at the end of his career. I should have been walking around with like that fucking neck brace. So I'm already grumpy. And then this lady's kid is having a fucking temper tantrum. And we're stopped at the red light waiting to walk across the street. And this kid is hitting this fucking note that is making my ears, which are junk from playing drums, vibrate in this painful way that's making my teeth hurt. So Nia goes, hey, we can cross up here. And right as I do that, the fucking woman with the screaming kid heard it too and started following me. And she, as they say in aviation, she was abeam my fucking left eardrum, which means just right alongside of it. And I was walking away and I couldn't see she was right, but I couldn't understand why it wasn't getting quieter. And then she came, I turned around, I saw that she was following us up there, and I snapped. I was under my breath going, Jesus fucking Christ, can you just fucking get that fucking kid the fuck away from me? I was going, Nia, stop, just let him go past. Jesus fucking Christ. It was completely irrational. I was 100% wrong, but it was just all those things building up. And like I said, I already walk around at a 6, so it's very easy for me to get back up to a 10. So Nia stopped talking to me, and then I was like, ah, here we go, you know? And then I was a baby about it. I'm like, oh, really? Really? I shot off a football game. I'm driving over here. We just bought this. I did this. I took the fucking garbage out. Just because I drop a bunch of F-bombs in public about some other woman's crying kid, you know? I did the dishes. That's not a push. That's not a wash. You know, I thought that all balanced it out. So, you know, I put up a good fight on the ride home, and then I finally just admit, I was like, yeah, right. You're right. I'm just arguing because I know you're right and I'm embarrassed. I shouldn't have done that. What are you going to do? I mean, they wrote a song about me a long time ago. I'm not a perfect person. I don't know why I did that. You know something? I would go to fucking anger management, but I just don't feel like telling my stories all over again. I've already gone to therapy. I just don't, you know, I'm going to retell these fucking things. You know? I'm going to reboot it like fucking Full House on Netflix. Oh, She's Gotta Have It. They just keep rebooting shit, doing the same shit over again. I'm going to do that. Tell these fucking stories all over. I'm sick of my stories. That was part of my argument too. I was just like, you know, Nia, this is, you know, something. This is who I am. This is what I do. Okay. I'm really good at being a comedian. I make a great living. We have a great life. But every once in a while, I'm going to drop a bunch of F-bombs because a baby's crying. Okay. That's who I am. And you know, babies crying usually makes me laugh. Because I'm usually on a plane when they start crying and they're expressing exactly what I'm feeling. And it's just like, it's like a great comedy. It's just like, dude, I hear you. That's exactly what the fuck I'm feeling. I don't know, just all built. Ohio State beat Michigan. Then there was the Hands Across America Asian family that I couldn't get around. And there was like 20,000 other fucking things going on too. It was just like, it was a shit show. And I fucking hate Christmas shopping. But by the way, dude, I've crushed it this year. All my nieces and nephews all have presents. They're all wrapped. And I'm mailing them out to respective families this week. Okay? Hey, Santa, go fuck yourself. I beat you by 4 weeks. Granted, you have to deliver it to the whole world. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. Santa's the number one seed. I'm like a 16th seed. I got into the dance, though. No, I'm a third. What, yeah, 16th seed in the bracket. That's right. Right. All right. Anyways, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's do. Please buy tickets to the Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit, so we can do this again. We're gonna have some surprise guests. Hopefully, I'm reaching out to some big names. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. All right, MeUndies, everybody. All right. All right. Oh shit! Here, I gotta sing a song. Boo doo doo doo. MeUndies, MeUndies. Losing my shit over a crying baby, but doot doot doot, me undies. Why didn't you join the Navy? Because I'm scared of the fucking ocean. But I would have fought a shark not to listen to that fucking baby. Sorry, I don't know. I'm all over the map. All right, every year, millions of people receive. That was it. Yeah, I fucking snapped. And I always know when Nia's not going to talk to me anymore, because not only does she not talk to me anymore, she gets this look on her face. So I start looking at the side of her face and I'm just like, oh, that's that look. I know that look. I know what she's doing. She's rewinding 20 years of her life going, how the fuck did I end up with this guy? All right, MeUndies. Every year, millions of people receive the least liked gift of all time, underwear. But we still give it up to our family and our loved ones who just don't want it. But dude, by the way, what is that fucking underwear that they sell? Oh shit! Look who's here.
Oh shit! Who's here?
Oh, come on the podcast. I was talking about how when I got mad at the baby. Oh Jesus! The look just came right back. Huh? You're still shaking your head over that?
Yeah.
She didn't hear me.
It doesn't matter. I heard you. Oh shit. Sorry. I heard you. And I didn't like it.
You want to? Can you sing the MeUndies jingle about what an asshole I am? Ba-do-do-do.
MeUndies. MeUndies. He's a fucking douche. MeUndies. MeUndies. What have you got to lose?
What are you doing? You're doing this doo-doopy-doop. It's MeUndies. MeUndies. No more sweaty balls.
We really mean it.
Yeah, you got that part. All right, whatever. You're right. Okay, every year millions of people. What's with the, have you seen, does it gross you out, that guy's underwear commercial where they're like, no pinch, no stink, no something or other, and it's always some fat redneck dude It's like, I don't want to know that your taint smells like deer urine because you just got back from the forest or whatever those fucking people do.
I mean, it's for a practical purpose. It's not supposed to be sexy. It's not supposed to be inviting or whatever.
It seems to be like for fat white guys.
It's definitely for white guys.
Fat white guys.
I mean.
They draw on the guy. He's fat. He's not even husky.
He's a little thick.
Yeah, he's a little thick.
He's fat.
Yeah, I guess he's fat.
Do you want that crawling on top of you?
I don't mind a husky fella.
Really? All right. We must not like how I'm looking because I'm crushing it lately. I am wafer thin.
I told you not to get too skinny. You should still have a little, you know, not something to hold on to because that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
But like, don't get so, like you just get so, you really do get manorexic. Like you get so like obsessed.
No, I don't. Nia, this is the fucking weight I was when I came into this business. Okay. And people weren't like, oh my God, you're manorexic. What it is you get used to what I look like after drinking 1,000 fucking glasses of booze and pizza. That's all beer and pizza.
Yeah.
Then if I actually get to the weight that I'm supposed to be, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, you look sick. My heart is psyched
I never said you look sick.
You said I look like I have AIDS.
Bill, that's not even funny. I would never say that. Don't tell people I said that on the podcast.
You said it and you made a sign and you held it up in the kitchen.
No, I did not. See, he's exaggerating.
No, what did you say? No, wait, I'm sorry. You said do you want some Rolaids?
Rolaids?
Yeah, not those are those antacids. You didn't.
I see what you're
doing. I thought you said you had AIDS. All right.
Oh my God.
MeUndies, no more blood disease. All right, but maybe it's not that underwear is the problem. It's the kind of underwear. Let me tell you about MeUndies. It's the only underwear that makes for an amazing gift. Soft, flexible waistband. All right, MeUndies, I love you guys, but who's kidding who? This is a stocking stuffer. Don't lead with this, okay? This gift is not batting cleanup. This is just a nice little soft landing. I got you the fucking thing you wanted, and here you go.
Their underwear is very soft, though.
Hey, Nia, all I'm going to get you for Christmas is MeUndies. How you feel about that?
I would love some MeUndies.
No, that's all you're getting.
No, well, I want more than that.
Why?
Because I don't want just underwear.
Thank you. And when I give you the underwear, where should I put it?
Up your ash.
I did lob that over the net. And it's a stocking stuffer. Sorry, I'm too close to the mic here.
A lot of copy.
It's
all for Dollar Shave Club?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why don't you get a microphone?
All right.
Just so you won't be off mic. So people can hear you and I can also get through the...
By the way, people can hear me just fine. Like people tweet me that they can hear me. While you're sitting there being like, people can't hear you. You're used to screaming into a microphone, which is so hilarious to me. Because a microphone is meant to amplify your voice. It's meant to carry it. But you like, yeah. Yeah, I'm criticizing you.
Yeah, I'm threatening you. Yeah, I'm threatening you. Good. Sit down here then.
I'm trying to find I'll hook it up.
All right.
I'm just giving you shit.
Well, you got to get another microphone. The microphone's in the other room.
Oh, okay. I'm not doing that.
All right.
I'm not doing that.
Did you know MeUndies is 3 times softer than cotton?
It's very soft.
That's very soft, isn't it? Is that horse muzzle soft? MeUndies.
Oh, that's my favorite touch. Like the, I don't know what you call it. What do you call it when you have a favorite thing that you like to touch?
If you said this on our first date, there wouldn't have been a second date. Oh, that's my favorite touch. What do you call it when there's a thing you like to touch?
But a horse muzzle is like my favorite thing to touch, other than our baby's beautiful face.
Oh, God. MeUndies made underwear the perfect gift that everyone is going to love you for. It's a goddamn holiday miracle. This year, they have that right in the copy. This year, give the gift of MeUndies this holiday season to get your exclusive 20% off the softest underwear and socks you'll ever wear. Free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/burr. That's MeUndies.com/burr. All right. I told you, Joe Bartnick told me about that homeless guy he ran into in Milwaukee.
No.
He came up to the homeless guy. This is his joke to make you laugh to give him money.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah he goes, hey, did you hear Bob Barker died? And Joe goes, what? He goes, yeah, he got hit by a new car. That's so stupid. Joe laughed. I was like, all right, here's
a
buck.
That's a good one.
All right. Dollar Shave Club, everybody. Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for a few bucks. What you might not... Bob Barker's not dead, right?
I don't know. I hope not. And I really hope he wasn't hit by a car.
Well, he definitely wasn't hit by a car. TMZ would have been over there telling you, reading the fucking VIN number. Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for a few bucks. What you might not know is that Dollar Shave Club also has products for pretty much everything else you need in the bathroom, man. Body wash, shampoo, hair gel, pube clippers, lip balm, everything. They don't have pube clippers. Now you don't have to step foot.
You could shave your pubes with their razors. I mean, no one's telling you not to.
No one's telling you to either. Certainly not here on the podcast. I know that head moves to go around your chin. I don't know if you want to fuck with your junk. Start the year off right. Shave your shaft and your balls. You heard it here. Don't do that. We do not condone that. Jokes made on the podcast are not to be taken seriously.
Do not reflect the views of the advertisers.
Yeah, the illiterate reader here. All right. Now, you don't have to step foot in a store to get high-quality shave and grooming products. Dollar Shave Club delivers them right to your door. Just like their razors, everything is super high-quality, and we'll have you looking and feeling amazing. From premium ingredients to sophisticated scents, Dollar Shave Club is changing the game. If you're sick of the nonsense at the store, now's the time to try out Dollar Shave Club for a limited time. Dollar Shave Club is basically giving away their shit shower shave starter set to new members. For only $5, this starter set features the exclusive executive razor and the 3 trial size versions of their most popular products that help you stay so fresh and so clean. In your first box, you receive the shave butter, body wash, and one wipe chalice. Butt wipes. There's no way to wipe your ass in one wipe. There just isn't. Okay? There isn't.
You don't have to wipe your whole ass. You're just wiping the whole.
Yeah, just one wipe. And you're good with that. You're confident to pull up your underwear and your drawers and just walk around not thinking you're going to be a little...
No, you should go over it a couple times.
Yeah, you should. One wipe Charlie's. How about fucking 4 wipe Eddie's? and a little swirl there. You will. I'm doing shit jokes here. You will also receive their executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handles and a full cassette of cartridges. After the first box, replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. And if you want to get a great gift, give them Dollar Shave Club. They got super simple gift memberships at e-gift and e-gift cards. Fuck. Dollar Shave Club's high-quality products will have you covered from face cheeks to butt cheeks. There's no better time to try the club. And mercifully...
Wait, can I just say something?
Yeah, let me get my water.
Just about like the whole shaving thing, especially for Dollar Shave Club, are these real razors? Or are they like Gillette style?
Okay. Why wouldn't they be real razors? And why name their competition
sorry,
in the middle
I'm
of
sorry,
it?
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
First of all, this Coca-Cola, does it taste like Pepsi?
No, is it a... You know how...
No, it's a toy, Nia. It doesn't even do the job. It's just... They're just doing this for fun. For funsies.
No, I'm saying, is it like... What do you call it? The blades that you put them in the thing, and then you open the handle.
It's not a safety razor.
That's what I mean. It's not... Okay.
No, it's like the one I shaved my head with.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I just wanted to say because... For the safety razor...
Nia, these people really have been advertising for a long time. Please don't ruin this for me. I've lost so much advertising on this. Can we just...
All right. Never mind.
Don't poke... This is the golden goose here.
Okay.
Them and stamps.com. They have ride or die. They don't give a fuck what
them.
I say.
I love MeUndies. I love Dollar Shave Club. I love stamps.com. I love
and
them all.
Who else do you love? You love old Zip.
Recruit.
All right. Stamps.com. With the holiday almost here, it just was Thursday, right? Thanksgiving. That's a holiday.
Santa's at the mall. It's time to go.
Santa's at the mall. Mm-hmm. Who has time to go to the post office? It'll be busy with people sending holiday cards and gifts. So do what we do. Use stamps.com instead. I'm so stupid. I never thought to do this. I only do it with my posters. Why don't I send out all those gifts using stamps.com? Brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. Then the mailman picks it up. Stamps.com makes it easy. They'll send you a digital scale, automatically calculates exact postage. Stamps.com will even help you decide that the best class of mail every time. Oh, help you decide the best class of mail every time. Print postage any day, anytime. Stamps.com is always open. I use Stamps.com whenever I send out my posters. I'm a moron. If I can figure it out, so can you. And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Burr. That's Stamps.com. Enter Burr, B-U-R-R. All right, with that, let's read some of the... Some of the letters from our listeners here, from listeners back east, all right?
Ooh. What? The last two.
Huh?
The last two.
I'm reading all of these. I read all of them.
Oh.
It's still got like another 20 minutes. Hey, what's your rush, okay? Relax. Sit down. Take it easy, okay?
Okay, baby, all right.
Okay, baby, all right. Okay, all right. Progressive rock. Oh, by the way, fuck you, Australia.
Whoa. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Fuck that whole country.
Come on now.
For not telling me about the wonderful Australian group. See what I did there?
Oh.
I got everybody down there. What the, all right, what's this fucking shrimp on the barbie? How do they talk
it's
down
a
there?
Continent.
I know it is.
By the way.
It's also a country.
Okay.
And it's an island. They don't know what they want to be. How the fuck do you have a... All these weeks I've been asking you for a great fucking new band. My drum teacher just told me about this band, Carnival. Sound Awake. I listened to that album. Jesus fucking Christ, what a band. They're amazing. I cannot recommend. That's the one. I don't know any of their other albums. That's the one I got. Sound Awake. Their fucking drummer. I got to get the guy's name right now. What is his name? I've been so listening to that album, I didn't even look up the drummer's name. It's fucking amazing. Where is it? What are you doing?
I'm looking at all the windows you have open on your...
Why are women so fucking nosy? That is so creepy.
I'm just curious.
What was I, looking up cunt with a K?
Maybe.
All right. Carnival drummer.
Carnival?
That's how it's spelled.
Do they pronounce it carnival or carnival?
Steve Judd. Jesus Christ, that guy's a beast. Incredible. Incredible. Top to bottom. Everybody in that band. Singer. Guitar player, bass player, the whole fucking thing, the drummer. Unbelievable. Please download that. Listen to it. Tell me how much you love it. Australia, what, you got any more bands like that? Or what are you holding out for? Every week I'm fucking sitting here like a little kid, you know, on Christmas with no presents, just asking them.
Oh.
They don't tell me anything.
Oh, they don't.
I go down, I tour, I go all the way out to Perth, and what thanks do I get?
Oh, Australia, that's not cool.
Yeah, that fucking album came out in 2010. Oh. Why are they treating me like that, Nia? Why?
I don't know.
All right. Anyways.
It was so nice when we went out there.
Anyways, shout out to Little Creatures Beer.
Can we read the ones that I feel like I'm going to be able to jump in on first, and then I can leave, and you can do the other ones that I don't care about? Can we? The last two.
Progressive rock.
Oh.
I know you don't give a fuck about that. I'll read that more. All right, Emily Linden tweets. You don't want to do this one?
No, I don't know. All right, who is Emily Linden?
I didn't know who the hell she was either. She's somebody on the Twitter sphere.
Okay, who is she?
She's got social media. She tweeted some shit about, I don't know, some shit, I don't know.
Okay.
Hey there, Billy Fairtrail. I imagine you've been sent this article many times over the last week. I hadn't. Here's an excerpt from an article about what the writer for Teen Vogue tweeted. Here's an unpopular opinion. I'm not actually all that concerned about innocent men losing their jobs over false sexual assault/harassment allegations. the benefit of all of us getting to finally tell the truth, plus the impact on victims, far outweighs the loss of any one man's reputation, she said, adding, if some innocent men's reputation have to take a hit in the process of undoing the patriarchy, that is the price I am absolutely willing to pay. It's hilarious. You're not paying a price in that. The innocent guy is.
Wow.
The most cognate, is that how you say the word? I'm so stupid.
I think so.
Critique of Lyndon came from CNN anchor Jake Tapper. The lead host tweeted, well, this is CNN. They're as bad as Fox News. I'm guessing you didn't get a good grade for your seventh grade book report on To Kill a Mockingbird, referencing the classic novel that features the trial of a black man falsely accused of rape in the 1930s Alabama. You said, if some innocent men's reputation have to take a hit in the process of undoing the patriarchy, that is a price I am absolutely willing to pay. That's immoral, Tapper wrote, and it's not a price you would be paying, by the way. It would be an innocent men doing that. All right. He said, my wife is black. This is back to the guy writing. My wife is black, and she has a cousin who served 6 months in jail for being falsely accused of rape. He lost his academic scholarship, and has been having trouble getting his life back on track since having his conviction overturned from being physically and emotionally abused in jail. Mm. She said she said that if she ever saw this woman in public, she, and I quote, slapped the shit out of that irresponsible cunt. Bill, I've never heard her use the C word or even threatening violence against anyone. It's like that line. Now you're just going in a completely different direction. That line from Batman, The Dark Knight, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Mm. All right. You're all over the place. I don't know what's going on here. What do I think? I think that's the tweets of somebody young. And it also, it kind of seems it's a little WWE wrestling, grandstanding, knowing. There's no way you write that not knowing. You know, it's like watching the notorious guy there and the MMA guy. The crazy shit he says. He knows what he's doing.
Conor McGregor?
Yeah, and then everybody's like, oh, this guy, he's too cocky. I want to watch him lose. And then he wins and he gets your money. I think that's all this is.
Well, this is white feminism. So that's pretty much.
Womenism?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much. This is why people don't like being labeled a feminist. Because of stuff like that.
Elaborate?
Nah. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I feel like nobody white knows what you're talking about, but everybody black right now does. Oh my God, was that shade? Am I woke? Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those. That's how she feels. What am I supposed to, actually like respond to that? Like that's like some sort of rational human being. What do you think about this person foaming at the mouth? I don't know. They remind me of myself. What do you think of this complete? Yeah. Can I make this any more easier for you? I love how you only wanted to fucking respond to the ones that were easy. And then when I give you a chance to respond, you're like Bill Belichick. Well, you know, she's it's white feminism.
But I can
elaborate.
I can get into these next two.
Elaborate.
I don't want to.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I am being a wuss, but I just, I don't know. There's really no other way for me to explain it than to say that it's a level of they're not naive. They're not like maybe just in a bubble or something, just like so.
Sheltered.
So it's like all they can focus on is like the one thing. You know what I mean? And they just can't quite grasp.
Well, that's a joke I do in my act. You know, when I listen to feminists, like it's hard for me to listen to white women in the United States of America complaining. Like going, you know what it's like to be me? Slightly less awesome than what my life is like. If you look at the big picture, I'm sure there seems to be a giant gap between me and you. But if you look at everybody else's situation, we're kind of sitting on the same stone here. So why don't you buy a run around there, lady? All right. I'm sorry. Am I a rebound chump? Is this good, Nia? Is this in your wheelhouse?
Yeah, I think so. Keep going.
You'd be a great president. This is what presidents do now. They like they basically
they scan the issues.
Don't like the way that guy asks questions. Let's bring this person in.
Okay. You don't have time for everything, so you gotta weed through.
No, I do have to. I have time for all of these. You don't have time.
I'm talking about me. Yeah, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. Can we read this one? This one looks good.
Okay, all right. Am I a rebound chump?
Probably.
Dear Billy Forehead, you're saying all this funny shit off the mic, I'm telling you. But they say they can hear you.
I said probably. Let's repeat it again.
All right.
You know,
the timing's gone. All right. Huge fan of your comedy and podcast. Did you hear that, Nia? Huge fan of my comedy.
Huge.
Huge. Huge. Greatest comedian ever. Going to do stand-up on a golf course with my own name attached to it.
I wonder what Donald Trump would think of your podcast. I mean, I don't care what he thinks about anything, but I wonder what he would think about your podcast.
As far as what?
I don't know. Like, do you think he would be into it or not? Even though you trash him, you trash everybody.
I think he's busy running the country. I don't think he's listening
to
fucking...
No, he's clearly not. By the way that he tweets, he's clearly not that fucking busy. He's not that busy. Who has time to tweet the petty shit that he does? He's got time.
That's what's great about Twitter.
Somebody
it takes 2 seconds.
Somebody else is doing all the actual stuff. He's just sitting there like, you know, what do you call it? The spot, like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck. He's just...
He's working.
He's got me all...
He's working. Obama worked. Work. Bill Clinton worked. Yeah, he had that cigar. He worked it right up in there.
I just get all flustered. I can't even speak straight. Anyway, come on. Am I a rebound chump?
Is Trump really that bad?
Dear Billy Forehead.
Sorry, I just like getting Nia going. I just like getting her going. Really? I mean, I don't... Nia, you got to give the guy a chance.
The worst. Why is the worst AC on in here?
Because it was hot as fuck in here.
Oh.
You're usually the one who runs hot.
I know. No, I know.
Am I a rebound chump?
My feet are cold.
Yeah, shut the fucking thing off. Jesus Christ. This is why it takes forever. The second you bring a woman into your fucking thing, like if you're going to leave the house, everything has to be perfect.
Shut the fuck up.
My feet are together. Rub them together like you always are.
I need a blankie.
Are we ready? Okay.
Yes.
Huge fan of your comedy and the podcast. Hearing you shoot the shit every week obviously makes me laugh, but also gives me insight on other things. Anyways, it's hard to find. All right. I get too many compliments. Thank you. I met this girl, who's probably the best looking chick I've ever been with. And her personality so far looks just as good. We are both in college in neighboring states, but we hang out a couple times a week on average. Things have been going great for the past 2 months. We have traveled around her state, and she has shown me places I have never seen. I did not expect anything to bloom like it has and was originally content with just being friends who fuck. However, after getting to know her better, she definitely seems like someone I could stick around with for a while and maybe even date. What are you guys doing now? Sightseeing?
He just said they're hanging out.
Oh, just hanging out. Okay, sorry. Well, if I have to read and also listen to what I'm saying, like I can't do that. The only thing is...
That's called reading comprehension, BB.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. The only thing she has... One thing at a time. Yeah. The only thing she has an ex who I suspect she's still hoping will come back. All right, incident one, on our second date, quote, she rented a movie on Amazon on her ex's account and got a text from him asking... what that was about.
Oh, he fucking texted her about an Amazon movie. Wow.
Why?
What is she doing? That's some bullshit right there. You know good and goddamn well you can't order on your ex's account. And like they're still paying for that. Ooh, she's a little minxy, this one.
She seemed delighted that he was forced to communicate with her.
She was.
And she wired him money and said sorry. Incident number two. So he's obviously broken up with her.
So fucking dramatic. Ugh.
You ready? Okay.
Yes.
Incident number two. She originally stated that they broke up back in February, but one night she let it slip that they had actually broken up in August, just a couple months ago. I acted like I didn't notice.
Good. That's probably good.
After banging one night, she starts joking about having a baby and what features it would have. I have brown hair, as does she, and she randomly says the baby could be blonde, the color of her ex's hair. She then went on to say her ex's name was one of her favorite names for a boy.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, dude.
This is like a, this is like getting ridiculous to the point I'm starting to not believe it. Thankfully, she waited until I finished or my dick and balls would have deflated immediately during all this baby slash ex talk. Incident number four. Jesus Christ, buddy. Exhibit 1995. She still uses her ex's Amazon Prime account to watch movies, but on two occasions she began snooping through his order history right in front of me, either unaware of how off-putting that is or simply not giving a shit. Disrespectful to myself and the ex, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Another confusing twist is that she gets pissed off and sad if I refer to her as my friend. We are not in an official relationship, so this would suggest that she is at least kind of interested. But with all this stuff going on about her ex, I think she might just like the attention I provide and think she may be stringing me along. She has also randomly accused me of using her for attention and having other hoes, neither of which are true.
Yeah, you don't sound like a guy that has a lot of hoes.
Sorry. Sorry for this long email. It's hard to put all this bullshit into words, which you are great at. If the he's in the emotional side of this. Maybe me just reading what you just wrote out loud will be enough. If the lovely Nia is nearby,
hi.
I would love to hear her take as well. Thanks, and go for a jog once in a while. All right, what do you got here?
Yeah, this girl is fucking crazy, and she's not over her ex, and she is using you to get jealous. And if you don't mind banging her because she's hot and all that and letting it go, then fine. But if you're starting to catch feelings, I would bail.
Wow, you said that nice and quick. I agree with all of that. I concur.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it. If you could somehow not get emotionally tied to her and just keep banging her.
But she is disrespectful as fuck. She is incredibly disrespectful. She does not care about you at all. The things that she is saying and doing in front of you is so ridiculous. Like, how are you going to lie in bed with someone and be like, you know, when I have a baby, like, I love this, you know, Caleb, because this is also like some white girl shit. Like, Caleb, I just feel like it would be the perfect name for a boy. And he's just sitting there like, are you serious? Like, your ex-boyfriend? Oh,
yeah.
Like,
you know what? This could be a great.
Rude. Beyond rude.
He should just, I don't know. I think he should just say something. Just like, listen, like, you've. But this is one of these people that you don't even say anything to them because it's not going to, they're not going to sit there and be like, wow, I guess you're right. I really shouldn't have done that. This person's not going to give a fuck. So whatever, man, you get to bang a hot chick and she's not over the other guys. Who gives a fuck? Thank God you didn't marry her though, dude. And thank God that other guy broke up with her because she seems, I don't know, granted it's all you're talking.
And she has the nerve to be mad at him when he introduces her as a friend. She has the fucking nerve to get mad after all that craziness that she's putting him through. Uh-uh. Get out of here.
This is classic hot chick, crazy hot chick behavior, though. This is classic crazy. I think I told it 2 weeks ago. That hot chick I met at the gym, and she kept, you know, giving me a number, and she wanted to go out, and I kept trying to get her out, but she wouldn't go out with me. And then finally, she picks a date. Yeah, come over. We can hang on Saturday. And she goes, oh, I'm moving. She wanted me to help her move. And I just bursted out laughing. Mm-mm-mm. I'm not fucking doing that.
Mm-mm-mm.
And she had some other chump who came over there, too. It was going to be the two of us standing there like, maybe if I pick up something heavier, she'll fucking fuck me. I was just like, she's all yours, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't knock the hustle, but that's incredibly rude.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why that right there, that statement, I can't knock the hustle, but that's incredibly rude.
I was being funny.
That's why. Oh, you're just being funny? Honestly, yeah. That's why I that all that male feminism horseshit where they just sitting there drinking the fucking Kool-Aid like women just, you know, there aren't as many fucking absolute sociopath psychos that have vaginas out there.
They're not drinking the Kool-Aid. They're just saying what they think women want to hear, and then they turn out to be fucking assholes. So,
Jesus, Dan. You just really get cut to the chase. So cut to the chase here. I'm trying to do an hour here. You just fucking bang, bang, boom, done. All right, girlfriend wants plastic surgery. How do you feel about that title, Nia? Yes. Is this an easy enough class for you?
Yes, I'm excited to hear this.
Hello, Bill. Big fan of your work. Could use some lady advice here. All right. Is this a lady? No, no. Oh, some lady advice. All right. My girlfriend has been dropping hints for months now about getting plastic surgery. Nose and boob job. Bum, bum, ba, bum, boo. While she looks perfect in my eyes, she said she hates her Jew nose and her tiny tits. She has big B-size cup.
She has a B-size cup.
Sorry, that's me.
Bra, whatever the fuck it's called.
Witch, like, not witch, W-H-I-C-H. Yeah, this is witch on a broom. Witch is all I need. I tried to ignore it for as long as I could. Now she says she wants it for Christmas. Two fake breasts, one nose job. Sorry. Oh, that was a good joke. Can you shush me?
Sorry. Baby sleeping.
Sorry. And a bag of fucking tampons. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three fucking remove no moles. Two boob jobs, one bleached asshole. And a bag of Botox in a pear tree. Come on, let's do the plastic surgery. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four corrected hammer toes, three removed no moles, two fake tits, and a bleached asshole in a pear tree. I can't fucking do it.
Go on.
5 inches off my pussy lips. They hung down too far. One bleached asshole, two tits, and some Botox in a pear tree. Nick, can you get me hair plugs for Christmas?
I thought you were going to go all the way to 12.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. What would you get 12 things of? 12 stretch marks removed.
There you go.
11 tooths bleached. Tooth is bleached.
You did two bleachings.
7 eyebrow hairs plucked. I don't know what to say. Nia, can you get me hair plugs for Christmas? But here's the thing. Yeah. I just want them right down the center of my head.
Like a mohawk.
I want to grow a mohawk.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, while she looks perfect, she says, okay, she blah, 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 blah. Now she's saying she wants it for Christmas.
She's Jewish, though. Sorry.
Or she's anti-Semitic.
No, you know what? A lot of Jews celebrate Christmas. What do you mean anti-Semitic? Oh.
Yeah, maybe she goes, I got one of them Jew noses.
No.
You know, they say it like that.
I think she's Jewish and she celebrates Christmas, which I actually have two Jewish friends who celebrate.
I want my tits to hang out the side of my overalls.
Why?
You know what's so I know, it's so stupid to act like only Southern white people are racist. Ow. All right. Now she's saying she wants it for Christmas. I told her she's perfect the way she is. Mm. I love you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. But she has low self-esteem, which which dude is W-H-I-C-H, not which W-T-C-H.
W-I-T-C-H.
W-N-B-C. Yes, W-H-I-T.
W-N-B-C.
Yeah, no, it's W-H-I-C-H or W-I-T-C-H.
I know, I'm doing private parts.
Oh.
W-N-B-C.
All right. Isn't that what it says? Which is probably why she's with my fat, ugly ass to begin with.
Oh, now stop it.
Jesus Christ. Both of you guys.
Both. I know. You're both like just, you know, you have each other. Just rub your ugly bodies.
Oh, Nia. Wow. That close to the holidays. Am I a bad influence on you? Sorry. You're never mean like that. That's fucking hilarious.
People know that I'm nice. They just, you know, I have my...
People like me.
People like me. But I have, you know, I have my moments where I can be a little rude for no reason.
Hey, well, he's describing it this way.
I couldn't resist myself.
Yeah. Sometimes two negatives make a positive. They could have a great looking kid.
There you go.
All right. We got into it the other night about it, and now she's saying she's not happy in her own skin. Oh God, she wants to be a dude. And if I truly loved her, then I should accept it and get it for her as a Christmas present since I was being a dick about
she's
dude.
Trying to manipulate
fuck
you.
Fuck this chick. This chick wants to get her nose. She's trying to trade up. She's sick of your fat, ugly ass. She wants you to buy some fucking, save some of your cake money and spend it on her fucking tits or her nose, right? And oh, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Okay, keep going. Keep going.
Said, I haven't felt this way about a girl in a long time. I love her the way she is, and I don't want to see her fuck up her looks or her body. I don't know what to do here, Billy. Boy, any advice would be appreciated from you and the lovely Nia. Yeah, fuck this. Fuck this. I think you get out.
You're saying he should break up with her?
Get out.
I don't think you should break up with her. I think he should help her with her self-esteem.
Fuck that.
What? You're just going to give up on somebody you love because they have a low self-esteem and they're like freaking out about it?
And no, you know something? That was my advice until she said, you should buy me that for Christmas.
That was wrong.
You know how fucking expensive that is?
Yeah, that's very expensive.
No, is she watching reality TV? She's going to try to get on Real Housewives of fucking Des Moines, Iowa, wherever you guys live.
No, she should really, like, if she's really trying to do this, it's her body and it's her choice. She should pay for it. If she really, really wants to do it, she should save up her pennies or whatever it is. Save up like $100 a week or whatever the fuck it is. Cut out all this other stuff, bullshit that she's doing, going out with friends, going out with you, whatever the fuck. And she should save up for it and just be like, I don't feel comfortable paying for you to alter your body. That's not something that I, you know, believe in. That's not something that I have the money for. It's like, this is your body. This is your choice. And I support you either way. No. And I support you either way, but I don't feel comfortable paying for it.
That was the sound of a dump truck backing up in the alley that you should just drop her in.
Yeah, no, I love you, but this is not, I'm not doing this.
I would get out.
I don't feel comfortable.
I got to be honest.
You know what I mean? Because those are boundaries right there. And that's not something you feel comfortable.
And here's the thing too.
You are perfectly well within your right to say no to that. And if she has a problem with it, then yeah, I guess she can bounce.
No, and she's going to pass those low self-esteem body issues onto your fucking kids. It's going to be a nightmare. She needs to go to therapy. Oh, I don't know what the fuck she needs to do. But if I was you, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that. You need to accept me and you need to pay for it. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I would come over there. I would dress up like Santa Claus when I broke up with her.
That'd be
ho, ho, ho. Get the fuck out of my life. I'm spending all my money on me. And dude, if you think you're fat and ugly, you can do something about the fat and you can get a fucking personality. So why don't you, all the money she wants you to spend on tits, why don't you fucking
get a trainer for
get
yourself.
A fucking trainer for yourself, dude. Fucking move on from this train wreck. Give me a, oh, Jesus Christ. That almost ruined my fucking Thanksgiving.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, don't listen to me. I'm not trying to tell you to fucking break up with her, but that's a major, like, what the fuck did you just say to me moment?
Yeah.
You know, don't text during the goddamn
I'm
podcast.
I'm texting someone to let them know where we are.
What are you, having somebody over? Boop, 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 boop. All right.
It's my ex. I'm using his Netflix account right in front of you. So fucking deal with it.
Yeah, with you would be. You know what I think is a great name? Lamont. I'm just trying to pick a stereotypical black name from way back in the day. There was nobody named Lamont, by the way, except that guy on Sanford and Son. Abu, Abu. All right. Progressive rock. Hey, oh, Billy Beruford. Glad to hear you're looking into more progressive rock. Like every genre of music, 99% of it is unimaginably derivative trash, and 1% is real unique and well done. Yeah, I like your perspective. Your percentage might be a little harsh. I'd like to think 10% at least is good. Even the good stuff can be off-putting at first and just take some time to digest. Like good scotch. It might be harsh to most people at first, but if you put the time in, you'll find a lot of interesting shit going on. Early Genesis is some of my favorite. Check out the tracks, the musical box. Did she wake up?
No, I'm getting the monitor.
Okay. Watcher of the Skies and Dancing with the Moonlit Night. The compositions are complex and beautiful, and Phil Collins was really a perfect drummer. Yeah, he's one of my favorite drummers of all time. The band also had some amazing tracks like Close to the Edge, Heart of the Sunrise and Gates of Delirium. Bill Bruford was one of their first, was on one of their first few albums and was a beast. All right. You already mentioned King Crimson. They had some truly great song, but always had a few improvised stinkers on each album. Check out 21st Century Schizoid Man, Lark's Tongues in Aspect Part 2, and Starless. Bruford is drumming on two of those tracks. Finally, you got to get into Magma, who was one of the, who has one of the best drummers to have walked the earth. I never even heard of this guy, Christian Vander. It's really his band. He composed all of the music, and their sound is totally unique. They sing in an alien language, so you don't get distracted by stupid lyrics. But what about their alien language? That sounds like something. That sounds like a sketch Will Ferrell would be in. At almost 70 years old, Vander plays incredibly. They are so good live that I've flown to L.A. and London just to see them play in the past couple of years. I'll have to check this up. Look up live videos of them playing The Last 7 Minutes and Zombies. Your drum teacher will vouch for them. Hey, easy, easy. I'm also psyched to hear you mention Meshuggah. Oh, yeah, they're unbelievable. They're another one that takes a lot of time to get a feel for, but once you figure out that, almost all of their songs are in a strange kind of 4-4. They become one of the grooviest bands you've ever heard, and there's no coming back. Enjoy your foray into the weirdness of progressive music, you speckled asshole. That's a good one. Speckled asshole, that's a new one. So, Nia, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was delicious.
No, I don't mean the meal. I mean, how was the weekend?
Oh, it was great. Thank you.
There you go, guys. That's what I come home to.
Wait, what are you? Yeah, radiant positivity.
What?
You just said, that's what I come home to. I was like, great, thank you. And you said, yeah, that's what I come home to. As if I was just some big negative Nelly.
No, you just sounded like I was asking for your autograph as you rushed through an airport. Great, thank you.
What did you want me to say?
I just want you to throw a roll of paper towels at me. That's what you should have done. Stop it. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Let me just get it. Hold still.
Stop it. Get off of me. I will clean myself. Oh, he's picking at me. You're a mother now. Go downstairs and go fucking pick at your
she's
daughter
sleeping.
There. Isn't she beautiful?
Oh, she's so beautiful. She is knocked out. You can hear her, like, breathing because she's got a little stuffy nose.
I know. We had the best day, though.
Little snuckle. What did you guys do?
We watched the end of the Patriots game.
Okay.
I watched the whole Patriots game, and, everybody's, that's one of the reasons why I don't get overly excited about a 9-2 record. When you're playing the Miami Dolphins, which is already just a franchise that has been transitioning, trying to get to another level for fucking decades, it feels like. And, Jay Cutler isn't playing. And it's just one of those games. We got like 3-4 sacks, which are going to pad our numbers. So then we go into the playoffs. And I'll tell you, they got a decent pass rush, blah, blah, blah. This, like, teams like that will pad your fucking stats. I got to tell you, that backup quarterback was actually pretty good. But I love Ndamukong Suh. I don't feel he's a dirty player. I just think that guy plays in the wrong era. He is a fucking dick butt kiss, violent world of Sam Huff type of football player. He's just playing in the millennial age. I love that guy. Anyways, so we watched that. Then I started to watch some of the Rams Saints game, which was a great game. And then, she had a runny nose and stuff. So I was constantly having to deal with that. And I don't know, then I read her some books.
She liked that Baby Faces book.
Yeah, she loves that book. I read that book to her like 5 times.
Really?
Yeah, she loves it.
She likes it because you act it out. That's like,
Yeah, but she gets the faces too that they're making. Like Happy Face and then the laugh one, I'll be like, I go laughing. I'm like, kick, 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 kick. And she look at me go like, kick, 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 kick. Like she laughs too. It's fucking awesome.
That's her little like... She still has the big belly laughs, like when you really get her, like if you go.
Oh, I got her yesterday.
But then she does that little hee 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 also, which is like so funny.
No, but I got the belly blast yesterday when you were still mad at me. Did you hear how hard I was making her laugh?
Yes, I did actually.
Yeah.
Wait, were we going to talk about that? About your...
About what?
Your, like, completely, you know, being mad at the wrong person because you were upset about a game. And, like, that somehow...
No, it really wasn't that. What it was I was carrying Lola and my ribs were killing me.
Well, why didn't and you then, put her in the stroller? I told you.
Because she didn't want to be in the stroller.
I know, but if she, like, has a moment where she's like, eh, she'll be fine. You keep it moving and she's fine. She's not one of those kids. She's not at that stage yet where she's just screaming for 10 minutes straight. That's not who she is. And plus, she has to learn that you can't carry her all the time.
Yeah, but no, but she also rode all the way over there in the car. And then we walked up the street. We come back down the street. She was like, I'm over it. You know, and they're strapped in like astronauts. So they eventually, it's like, get this fucking thing off me. I understand. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't like to, I mean, I'd like to be wheeled around. But after, remember that time we got stuck in the ride at Six Flags?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they feel like.
You think so?
Yeah, like, fuck, you got to get out of here.
Yeah, probably.
I would think so, anyways.
We're, like, having a full-on parent conversation right now on the podcast. Nobody cares about this.
All right, sorry. Anyways, hi, that's the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving weekend to you. What?
But what did you say about being mad at that little boy when we were going down the street?
What did I say?
I don't know. When I came in, you were saying you were just talking about it. Did you talk about it?
Oh,
about
I was, then I was saying, I said, do I do this? Do I do that? Are you just going to make it done? I realized I was being a baby because I was embarrassed with my behavior. There. Is that enough? Yeah. And she And she sat down.
You didn't say that to
She
me.
Sat down next to me afterwards. And I was watching the late game and she's like, is this game going to make you upset? Oh, my God. The amount of times, Nia, I swear to God, that if you were a guy, I would just start swinging. That was one of those moments. No, I wouldn't have started swinging.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have done what most guys do, acted like I was going to swing and not. Huh? You want to do this?
Bring it.
Bring it. I'm not the one. You know what? I am the one. You can talk all this shit you want to. I'm an old man.
Bro?
Let's go, bro. You want to do this, bro?
That's what, like, frat white guys say when they're, like, talking tough at the bar. Let's go, bro.
Yeah, you know what fucking frat boy white guys also do? They'll bite your ear off. Fucking lunatics. Especially if their dad's a judge. Yeah, dude. Depends on, like, what fucking, yeah. Yeah. I stayed out of that world. I did not like that world at all. Yeah. That world was fucked. Right when I came, the shit that they used to do to people during fucking hazing, the fucking stories, I'm telling you, the stories that fucking guys got from getting hazed, dude, it was fucking.
What is the deal with like those like frat guy, like white frat guys? I mean, a lot of guys can drink a lot, but like they really make it like a competitive thing.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. And it'd be, yeah, we stuck a fucking carrot up his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Kid was screaming. I just remember that was one of my first jokes in my stand-up act.
Really?
Yeah, people go, how come you didn't join a frat? I was like, I don't know, because I kind of got this thing about letting other guys shove fruit up my ass. And I used to get a laugh back in the 90s because everybody, oh, that was like funny, like, oh, hazing.
Right, and now it's like people actually die from that, so.
No, you don't die from that. Your soul is crushed. I'm not talking about them making you drink all the water and all, you know, and eat all these pancakes and then they die. That's millennial shit. I'm talking about what the fuck they used to do. They used to fucking beat the shit out of you and fucking ass rape you with fucking... It was nuts. The stories I used to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
The shit I used to fucking hear that people used to do to each other. And I was just like... I used to always think that. And then what? Then you're going to hang out with them afterwards? I'm not saying that always fucking happened. But dude, some of the shit... There's that one Ivy League school where there's this some puke pancake you have to fucking eat. And somebody finally said something about it. And all these older people... I think it was at Dartmouth or something. And they were all mad, like, dude, I can't believe. It's called.
Got rid of the puke
pancake. No, it's called the vomlet.
Ugh. That's so disgusting. Why? Why? Why is that necessary to be in a group to do that sort of thing? What?
Okay, because they're fucking losers.
Like.
Because you're exploiting somebody at a very weak moment in their life. They've left their parents. They need new friends. They want to feel like. And I always was just I draw.
Terrible.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fucking terrible.
You should hear the fucking stories. Like some of my relatives were in frats. Some of the shit they did to them. Took them outside. The dead of winter sprayed them with like a fire hose because somebody threw a bucket of paint on one of the. Older brothers or whatever, sprayed him with bucket paint. Yeah. got like fucking pneumonia, almost died. They could just beat the shit out of you. It was bad. It was bad. And then every once in a while, you heard the fruit. I want to make it seem like everybody did that. But I remember being at Gold's Gym, and this guy was sitting. I think he was just talking about hazing people at football camp. And he was going like, yeah, then we shoved a carrot up his ass. Kid was fucking screaming.
People write in about their hazing experience, but like anonymously. Because
no, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do a fucking Me Too guy thing here. All right? I don't want to blame the victims, but I heard what happened, and I was just like, "Yeah, fuck frats. I'll get my own friends."
Yeah.
You gonna rush a frat? Yeah, I'll think about it, buddy.
You do not have the personality to be in a fraternity at all. Yeah, that is the op. That you wouldn't even get past the first day.
Yeah, I couldn't get through the fucking army. I couldn't get through the army.
You couldn't.
I didn't hear you. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did. What are you going to do? Beat the shit out of me, then I don't have to go to war? I'll do that. Ooh, did I get a dishonorable discharge? I'm still fucking here. Oh, I'll do that.
Private Burr's getting a little sassy.
No, I never would have made it. No, here's the deal. At my age, when I was a young kid, I would have done whatever the fuck they said. If I was 18, 19, I would have done whatever the fuck they said.
Yeah.
So that's why they do it. But yeah, anybody middle-aged... Yeah, I'd be like Michael J. Fox and like, yeah, what are we doing here, Sarge? All right, that's it. All right, go fuck yourselves. I don't know where I am in this podcast. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday, all right? And if you want to throw in your fucking hate, your football hazing, I remember all of that shit. I remember like faculty members talking about shit that they saw fucking older kids doing to other kids.
Yeah,
and I don't want to hear it because it's at this fucking time. Because what you're going to do is they're creating this. It's how everybody's looking at like Hollywood right now. Like it's this giant non-consensual like fucking orgy. Mm-hmm. And it isn't. Most people out here busting their ass. They're fucking great people and all that. Mm-hmm. But then now they're going to say that everybody's out here. If you don't fucking suck a dick, you're not going to get a fucking commercial. Exactly. It's like, yeah, no.
There's so many amazing, wonderful people that work in the industry. So that's true. That's yeah. Very true.
And if they all have to go down, I don't give a fuck.
Because exactly.
I'm a white chick in my 20s. All right, go fuck yourselves. I'll check in on you on Thursday.